On July 24th, CHP from the Garberville area attempted to initiate a speed enforcement stop on a Toyota Camry driven by Jose Gonzalez. Gonzalez failed to yield and fled northbound on the U.S. Route 101 at a high rate of speed just south of Standish-Hickey State Park. Gonzalez drove toward an active construction zone, at which time CHP discontinued their pursuit. CHP Public Information Officer Christian Cepeda provided further details explaining the reasons behind the initial discontinuation and the reinitiation of the pursuit.
So the reason was a traffic hazard. It's per policy. We want to discontinue the pursuit if it's going to be a greater danger to the public. And they made the judgment call and discontinued the initial pursuit. I mean, it was just after traveling through the construction zone without lights and sirens in a regular fashion, waiting for, you know, the Caltrans units or whoever the construction crew was able to direct us through, and then spotting the vehicle after that.
The pursuit concluded after a successful deployment of a spike strip on the US 101 at Dean Creek. Upon taking Gonzalez into custody, CHP officers located an unresponsive passenger in the Toyota, later identified as Josh Madison, 35. Cepeda has more on the passenger.
On making contact or after the stop, there was a second occupant in the vehicle that was not responding to voice commands, and the officers approached the vehicle, noticed he was unresponsive, and immediately pulled him out of the car, tried to get him to wake up, and administered Narcan.
Both Gonzalez and Madison were taken to the hospital for medical clearance and ultimately were booked into the Humboldt County Jail. Gonzalez was booked for reckless evading a peace officer, driving under the influence of drugs, and possession of a controlled substance. Madison was booked for being under the influence of a controlled substance and for Penal Code 496, which is receiving stolen property. There are no current updates, according to Cepeda.
Currently, there is no updates. There was multiple other things from other jurisdictions that they were dealing with, so currently it's just as is for now.
The incident ended safely with no injuries reported from the pursuit itself. As of now, no additional details have been released. KMUD will update if new information becomes available.